Data olam, thoka komuhle Zimbabwe omuhle, muredi weZimbabwe ndinomgamchira emchirongo chelu chevachidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related in Zimbabwe. Today is Tuesday the 7th of May 2019. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe omuhle, welcome. Munechirongwa chedu chevachidiki uhlelo The Connection. Lilami, your boy, yours truly, uMike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we're discussing recent arrests of 131 youths. Ngale kontuthu seyathunqa in Bulawayo, following their alleged participation and attendance of a Vuzu party. Now, for those who don't know what a Vuzu party is, let me break it down a little bit for you guys. Vuzu parties are parties that are well known for accommodating utshwala. You know, young people out there are drinking and consuming alcohol in their masses. They're participating in casual sex, and of course, they're participating in drug abuse. Now, a lot of these youths are minors. Some of them, their ages range from 13, in some instances 12, through to 24. Ngabantu abasakhulayo banwechidiki basathi bavazera. Now, these parties took storm in Bulawayo in 2015, and every year they seem to resurface, especially ngesikhathi whenever, you know, schools are about to have either just closed or schools are about to open. Bayithi first Saturday, that's what they call it, first Saturday, then mozot kwaipa. So bafethu Zimbabwe omuhle, Parliament, in actual fact, this instance has been so bad. Parliament in 2015 decided, we have to put a motion in place whereby they're trying to ban these Vuzu parties. However, did that happen? Obviously not. This weekend, we saw 131 young people in Zimbabwe being arrested for their alleged participation and, of course, attendance to a Vuzu party. Plus 1202-619-2077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us. Go to sikhona njalo ku WhatsApp, inombolo yethu is at plus 1202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo, plus 1202-619-2077 if you're looking to join the program tonight. Or you can text us on WhatsApp, singasitshela umbono wenu ku nombolo ezithi plus 1202-465-0318. Tiriptepenyira zvekare pamasaisai anoti 909 medium wave frequency, tiripo zvekare pa 4930 medium wave frequency, pa 6065 waves, pa 15460 kilohertz gu short wave. Abafisi kubukela vanakuona chirongwa chedu pa internet. Those that are looking to watch our program on the internet, we're there on www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashana.com, kona njalo gu www.voandevele.com. However, Zimbabwe Omuhle, we're also broadcasting live with Facebook. So for our Facebook fanatics, we've got your back. We're broadcasting on our three Facebook pages, those being VOA Studio 7, VOA Shana Njalo, VOA Ndebele. So Zulugandaba, balana ma comments, nyora ma comments, balana ma likes, fagana ma likes, lama hats, please, Zimbabwe Omuhle, tinya ipaipa ipakanzi, share, kuita kutiwone, chirongwa takawanda, msakanganwe, varipopa Facebook. Those that are watching on Facebook, you can write your numbers and we'll call you right back.
Heita, hola, ndeipiko, hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shana, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is plus 1-202-465-0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, B-I-G-M-Y-K-E-3.
Nansi ngoma ka DJ Skyver uthi imali yeqolo. Siyabonga DJ Skyver, and of course bro, congratulations on your nomination for the Bulawayo Arts Awards. At Big Mike 3 is the username on Twitter njalo ku Instagram. Ngalifuna ukuxoxisana nami ngikhona. Otherwise for the next hour zulukandaba Zimbabwe omuhle tripano tose tukuthephenyura pa mapage edu Facebook mathathu VOA Shona tripo jokari pa VOA Studio 7 sikhona njalo ku VOA Ndebele. However Zimbabwe omuhle, I told you the topic of tonight, Vuzu parties. Abantu abasakhulayo kusanda kuboshwa 131 youths ngale kontuthu ziyathunqa inibulawayo due to them participating in Vuzu parties. I once again to repeat for those that didn't catch the first part of the show, ukuthi ngichasise ukuthi ama Vuzu parties, what exactly are they? Vuzu parties are these parties where abantu abasakhulayo are all gathering and they're participating in, you know, drinking alcohol, utshwala in their masses, they're taking izidakamizwa, njalo bayenza izinto lezi abadala, so cansi, barukwenda, zwe, zwinoitwa ne vanhu vakuru, zvimbedha. Kodwa silukandaba, it's not for me to tell you what's going on. I have my first guest, Perseverance Nyati, who is the Secretary for Youth of the Lawayo Progressive Residents Association. Uza sitshela okuningi about what exactly is going on kontuthu ziyathunqa. Manyati, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, unjani sisom?
Ngiyabonga. Salibonani balaleli.
Manyati, udaba olukhona egudwini uluzwile. Awusichasisele ngamafishane mama ukuthi kanti kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo, abantu abasakhulayo bayenzani ngale kontuthu ziyathunqa?
Ngiyabonga. Abantu abakhulayo sinanzelela ukuthi njengebhupha Lawayo Progressive Residents Association ngimele ontanga, sinanzelela ukuthi evikini yokuqala bevele izikolo or mhlawumbe sithi izikolo zisanda kuvala, bayahlangana bayenze khonokho okuthiwa ngama-Vuzu parties. So baphinde baphinde njalo i-Vuzu party leyo nge-last Saturday somele babuyele izikolo. So kube kwasikhathaza kakhulu ukuthi abantwana why besenza into enjalo, sasesicabanga njenge-Bulawayo Progressive ukuthi sikhankase itini yethu ithi anti drug abuse and anti Vuzu parties.
Awungitshele-ke sisiwami, uyazi isimo somnotho asimanga kuhle, imali yokuthenga zonke izidakamizwa lezi, izidakamizwa, utshwala, bayayithatha phi imali yonke leyo?
Right, okuthe kwenzakala abantwana laba iningi labo abazali abakho baku-diaspora abanye South Africa, njengoba isimo senotho lapha asimanga kuhle, so we're talking about child-headed families, you guys, salela boda, or mfande, or salela labo malume, or labo babo mnyanu, or labo koko. On down, which is very abasara soni, kila abanda baba kumire. So, our zambi sriwa, tumela jiri zmari, mfande, that is mali esku fizi. They started in a live pezil. Yes, it's a pezil. On down, which is a child, they change it, so they send a lao ma, fuzi pati.
So, kusanda kuboshwa abantu abasakhulayo, over 131 young people recently arrested in Bulawayo. Are you able to tell us what exactly, because I know recently they were in court, what exactly was the outcome of their cases?
Okay. Okwenzakeleyo, ku-137 law, they were 7 abangamankazana, 7 or 9 thereabouts, but not more than 10. Okungangokuthi abanye bakhitshiwe ngenxa yokuthi bebebancane. Age, in terms of age level, abanye ba release, but lana abanye abanga tisere kula kuli le abanga tisaba saba kodi lendi cha.
So let's go back a little.
Na lala de village agamiza. De ama okatina. Kumda na uya iyenza ni okatina. Abanda na abanga 13 to 18 years.
So August Mangalisa, where are they finding these things? These things are not things that are readily available. It's starting.
Into a corner, you see, now I'm gonna utilize the way that I practice the Lamis of the Amatrax. But in the Lavanda, I want the Lavanda, the njalo sinanzelela ukuthi emashopi amaningi besiyekhomba ukungena nje abantwana bezithengela utshwala. So siyananzelela ukuthi bona laba futhi abanikazi bamashopu abantu abadala. So i-community yabo kulayo mele incedisane labantu begipha ukuthi sithi isikhephu le esikhona abantwana abalahlekayo ngoba i-youth yethu isilahleka.
Manyathi, wathi ngikubambe kancane ecingweni, ngithatha umlaleli and then I'll come back to you in 1 second, angithi. So ngiyezwa sulukandaba ukuthi sesilomlaleli wethu oqala thina emthirini wethu ukuthanga zathi uthanga kufaya. Khola mlaleli usungenele kuhlelo maphinda mtshirongwa. Welcome to our youth forum. How are you doing? Eh mlaleli khola ipapa rinari ndiyani?
Hello.
Eh mkoma zuri kufambe. Mteleri, muripo parinare rapo.
Halo.
Nrukunza, endrai mberi.
Mbani mberi.
Ndiana ripo, mbano connecting wen, ndiana ripo parinare rapo.
Mkwebo mpiyabo.
Bani?
Mkwebo mpiyabo.
Mkwebo, unjani mkwebo.
Aina nyame, vizani gani.
Aiti naspili ile baba, usungeni leguselo. Yini umbono wakho mayela lo? Yini umbono wakho mayela lo dabona ukho nekhodwe?
Ikhitho nje ukuthi nje sina abasebenza besema wini lapha njalo siya sizivula ukuthi abantu bathole ukuthi abaphile. So nxa sathi khona ngabe ke labantu abanalele lelo basuka bekuthisa abantu bathole ithuba lokwenza into ezihlisi. Okokuthi isikhathi esiningi abantu abanye bebesibale ya isonto ngabantu abasebenzayo ithola imali yomathanda besenza lokho abasebenzayo labantu abasebenzayo yiko kuthi ukuthi bathole lelo thuba lokuthi bayenza lezi zinto ezingalunganga. Sekusebenza ku-technology isikhathi esiningi kakhulu ukuthi abantu abancane sibeyenza isikhathi esifana nabo-tolo sebenza ukuthi bajayele into ezingasizanga abazijayele. Ngokuba njalo futhi kube thuba lokuthi amasiko akwamanye amazwe afuhla azithi abantwana bakhathe bephezulu bebona izadinto ezihle kakhulu ekwenza ukuthi sibale lehlupho lezinye ezamavuso.
Awungitshele-ke mkhwebo, ungumzali na noma ungumuntu ongisakhulayo?
Baba.
Ngiyabuza ngithi ungumzali na noma ungumuntu ongisakhulayo?
Hayi, ngingumzali ngitshela amaqazana.
Right, ngiyabona phela ukuthi ukwele South Africa si umzwili usithi perseverance nyathi sithi abazali bona they leave abantwana ngale Zimbabwe bona and the ones who are financing these lives ngenxa yokuthi bayathuma izimali even though it's not used for its intended use. Kuthiwa imali naye kumele ubhadale school fees, uthenge ukudla nezinto ezijeneyo. Wena ubona ngani kuyini okumele kwenziwe ngabazali ikakhulukazi labo abathume izimali abaphile emazweni?
Okuqakathekileyo ukuthi abantwana bashiye ezandleni zabantu abadala aba-responsible. Yani ngoba singathatha inkaza lomsebenzi sithi yiyo sokukhangela abantwana sithi kumbe uthiyamkholisa 1,000 rand. Uthi uthiyamkholisa 1,000 rand abantwana ubanikeze i-pocket money edlulisa amali awolo kuza kwenza ukuthi leliso kunika leyo nkazana leyo mali layo uzabeelela ukuthi bayenze into abazithandayo
Hayi, sikuzwile mkhwebo. Thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo baba.
Ngiyabonga.
Alright, ndimzwile. Nangu mkhwebo manzi wakubva kunemthereri wedokutanga. Mkhwebo angachibata nyaya dzakasiyana-siyana asi ndikunzwa kuti tinomwe mutereri. Khola mutereri, mapinda muchirongwa. Welcome mune chirongwa chedu chevechidiki uhlelo The Connection. Mbano connect imweni.
Makadi.
Tiripo makadi yenyu baba.
Ndinotamba chaizvo makadi kukwenyu ukoku.
Kuamerica
uku.
Aiwa tirikungozama-zamawo baba. Ndimi kamapinda muchirongwa chiudzeiwo maonereyi.
Ya ndafara chaizvo kuti ndimbotaura nemwe nhasi unowu. Ndinoda kuti ndipinde muchirongwa chenyika muri kutaura nezvacho nhasi chevana vadiki ava vakasungwa kubhuruwayo.
Musati matiudza maonerenyu baba, zita ndiani?
Zita rangu ndiSaudi Jablani.
Mukoma Jablani. Mapinda muchirongwa matiko.
Right. Dichitarisa chi dabu zikurunewa na iwa wao. Ngaditi nasuno utavura zikoro kudai wanawa zimbabu zikoro wanababa wanamari zikoro mkatumewa na endi kichitarira manji wanawa kanga wasikacha endi kuchikoro ngedambu zikoro kutila mbireke warukusha ya mari wane ndo kopiki mune zito zinu jisiri hizo zineka kuti inakumba na wao ringi raka jeka ito inyaye kuti urumele kutila
mire baba maafu famba famba amchazi ufoni enyu iri kunetsa baba jokera ipa mama kamira
ora era ganti ende pa
right mira ipa muri papo chienda imbe
right ndichiongorora vana ava vari kuita zvekudhapa dhapa inyaya kuti izvona dzimwe nhambo baba vanonga vashaya mari kuti vaendese mwana iyi kuchikoro saka anoende kopindwa muzvedzo zvekuda kutamba nezvinhu zvisiri izvo zvekuti agare akawana nguva yekufunda kuti mwana wangu uri kuenda kuchikoro right nhasi unowu vana vazhinji vadzingwa muzvikoro umo nenyaya yedambudziko rekushaya mari zvinoende koti vana vazhinji vapinde mu
muteereri
ndo hurumende kuti dai yaikwanisa pose peinogona kuti vana ava vaende kuchikoro vasakwanise kuti vapinde muzviedzwa zvakafanana neizvi
asi mukoma Jabulani vana ava vari kuita musikanzwa uyu vachibva kuchikoro manzwa guest wedu kutanga muzvare Perseverance Nyati vachinyatsotsanangura kuti aiwa zvinhu zviri kuitika vana pavanonga vachibva kuchikoro paipaya vachiti aiwa tabva kupedza maexams edu wobva waita mavhuzu parties avo ipapo kana kuti vachiti taakudzokera kuchikoro vhiki riyari yapaipaya pavanonga kuti horait nevhiki riri kuuya tiri kudzokera kuchikoro ndipo pavari kuita zvemapati aya saka kuenda kuchikoro kuri kupindirana papi panyaya ipapo
avasiri vese vana vanonga vabva kuchikoro tingade kuzvitarira zviya zviya vamwe vana vanosangana nevamwe vari kuenda kuchikoro kana tikada kutarisa mune vana ivava havasiri vese vanoenda kuchikoro vamwe vacho vanhu ndio vanonga vachiinfluensa vanoenda kuchikoro
aiwa aiwa takunzwai zvakanaka mukoma Jabulani thank you so much nekupinda muchirongwa
thank you very much murambe muchindiponera mune zvimwe zvirongwa zvikuru zvatinonga ndichine kutaura nemwe asi munonga musikandibati munopotawo muchizondiponerawo dzimwe dzenguva
aiwa musatye baba tichatokuisirai palist yemamvp tichipota chikutsvaga handisi
rambai muchizonditsvagawo ndinonga ndichida kutaura nemwe especially muchitaura zvimwe zvinhu zvakakosha zvinonge zvakakosha zvinonga zvichibata upfumi hwenyika kana kuti zvinonga zvichibata nyika
tinotenda zvikuru regai titore umwe muteereri nyezwa njalo kuti silo munyu mulaleli ongenayo kuhlelo chirongwa chakapisa chiri kupisa chiri kupisa kola kola mulaleli mapinda muchirongwa ndiani ari parunhare apa
ukhuluma lo Rafael Mazeni
Rafael unjani puta
hayi ngiyaphila njani
hayi thina siphilile usungenele kuhlelo puta yini umbono wakho ngomoda bolukhona egodweni
ya ngithi sikhuluma ngabantwana laba abayenza amavuzi phakathi
ngempela buti ngempela
mina ngombono wami ngibona ingani abantu laba abaswele okokwenza into eyenza ukuthi ekucineni begcine sebephunguzezelisa ezitini ezinjengazonezo ezamaparty party ezamavuzi party ngoba laba abantu abanamsebenzi abayenzayo batshona behlezi bafundile abanye bangikhona kakula msebenzi elizweni kabathathwanga so kakulama-activity ababambayo ukuthi bebeduze besenzekini okungabancedisa kunti okungabalibazisa empilweni yabo so kubangela ukuthi begcine sebephongukwenza nje loba yini okuba into engatholeshezi siyaswele okokwenza egcine sesenza loba yini yimbonami engiwubonayo
auhulumende Awungitsheleke Rafael uZulu yena kumele ayenzeni ukuze asize abasha lapha.
Ikunzima mnewethu ukuthi njengoZulu singenzani sithelele sikhonapha singabazali babantwana banjalo sipheleli. Kunzima kakhulu sesingazama nje ukukhuza ukuthi sibonise kuphela ukuthi izinto abazenzayo kazilinganga isizo zinto ezingabayenza impilo yabo iqhubekele phambili kumbi bebe le mpilo ende kuphila emhlabeni ngoba izinto abazenzayo nxabe bhima amagwayi ombanje nokunye ukudakayo izidakamizwa benatha namatshwala bebancane ngoba ngibonela phana ekuseni imeseji kuthiwa omunye ngumuntu eleminyaka elithumi lantathu 13 years is very young into eminani kakhulu yazilimaza impilo yangithethasela pitch imithi le okukhona ukuthi sesingaphonga ukusiza but into eqakathekileyo ukuthi alibani abantu laba baba ngama-activities mhlawumbe njengobuhulumente kade thembisisiza ngencedisa ama-youth ngokuthize ngokuthize lezo zinto ziphumelele bencedise bethone bebhizi besenza imisebenzi yabo lenje abafuye insiku bebe ngabafuye insiku abatshaya izitina bebe ngabatshaya izitina ababazayo bebe ngabantu ababazayo bebe lama-activities kubayenza ukuthi bebhize ngeyinto kukunokuthi bethone behlezi bengenzi lito
hhayi siyabonga bhuti Rafael ngokungena kuhlelo.
Hayi lami ngiyabonga.
Zulu kandaba le amuzwa nanga umnumzana Mphoma Rafael wabhab kuphinda mchirongwa hanzi aiwa vana ve HDK have too much time on their hands. That's why vari kuita nyaka nyaka yonke nyaka nyaka yese iya vari kuita imunoti nazvo tipei maoni renyu pamusoro penyaya yatiri kukurukura nhasi muchirongwa +12026192077 ndiyo namba yekutifonera kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa. Munokwanisawo zvakare kutitumira mamesaji pawhatsapp apo +12024650318. Vuzu parties, that's the topic of tonight. Kodwa let us go back to our first guest of the night, uPerseverance Nyati. Ma Nyati, usakhona ngicengweni na? Right, you heard everything that our callers are saying. Omunye accredited it to technology. Omunye ute, the issue of different cultures coming into play is what's leading to the youth. Or you as someone who's young, who has, I guess, witnessed this happening within the community, what would you accredit it to? What would you say is causing young people to continuously do this? Because this is something that has started all the way back to 2014. Now, 2019, it's still going on.
Ngiyabonga. Bengicela ukuthi sizelele laphana komlalelo oceda kukhuluma nani uRafael. Abantwana abakwenzayo lokho sinanzelela ukuthi ngabantwana abakuma-secondary school. Akusibo bantwana labana abadinga imisebenzi. Why ngisho njalo? It's because during isikhathi, during the term, akwenzakala akubonakali. Mhlawumbe kungenzakala kube kungakhanyi, kodwa kukhanya kakhulu izikolo zivaliwe. Kodwa ngithi ngicizelele khonapho ukuthi amavuzi lawa yenziwa kakhulu ngabantwana kuma-secondary ama-teenagers.
So ungathi what exactly is inspiring abantu abasakhulayo to do this? Abanye bathi hayi bafisa ukuzilibazisa, they feel as though the school term was too stressing, so sebefuna ukujayiva kancane, but of course it gets out of hand. Wena what would you say about that?
Bona ma besitsho abantwana laba bathi abala entertainment, lack of entertainment ezikolo ema-boarding schools, but nathi sahambe ema-boarding schools sasika ngama-weekends la bayenzela ama-drama, ama-drama mba ama-movie. That's also part of entertainment. Yes. And then ngicelele khona lapho njalo ukuthi progressive resident association for 2 weeks ikhankasa invite ama stakeholders, ama council of churches, government institutes, ama business communities, because this business you are seeing as a route you open a lot of things. Then ama government institutes is full of ultra communities that are cool as follow up. Put in our back to take a measure by going to run down.
Ama
church khona phana ukuthi khona kuyakhona ama settings ama youth babafundise abantwana.
Now Manyati, uthintile udaba oluqakathekileyo ngempela, udaba lwama businesses. You mentioned the business aspect to it. Now some people are saying ukuthi, you know, these kids are flocking to ama clubs akhona within the areas. I was actually reading an article that was published in a Nehanda Radio last year in 23 December after a Vuzu party, and they were saying ukuthi abazali are blaming pub owners. Kodwa abanye abantu bayasho ukuthi no, you can't blame pub owners ngenxa ukuthi bona they're just trying to make their money. How would you then, you know, leverage something like that? Because mina njengomuntu othengisa utshwala, my job is to sell utshwala, not ukuthi ngikhuze abantwana babantu.
Yes, khona lapho kuma business communities, unfortunately angeke ngabakhomentela. Angazi ukuthi bona bakukhangela ngalisho ngelisho lithi, but se last week sesibize ama stakeholders la, baba khona oyi-one owayerepresenta eyinye i-club. Watsho yena ukuthi abantwana labo abanye bakhona babuya vele sebevele sebe-high already sebenathile. So-ke kodwa esikukhalayo ukuthi i-weekend nale edlulileyo, isebadeke nale edlulileyo, hhayi ama-measures ake athatha sibilize amaphoyisa lawo abekhona kasayi-territory soku abantwana babothiwe abaningi.
Mhm. All right, Manyati. What's in your title, Mlaleli? And then I'll come back to you in 1 second.
Thank you.
Right. Yes, Anjalo. Silo Munyu Mlaleli. Umum Tereri. Avakupinda Mchirongwa. Kola Kola Mtereri. Mapinda Mchirongwa. Makadi Enyu. Hello, Mbano connecting weni? Mtereri. Muripo Erepa Runari Apo. Hello. Pane munhu ari paro nari ndiani apo? Bona ngani hai asikubatika munhu ari paro nari apo. Producer, maybe we must drop and call asiqhubekele phambili ngo double connect kudwini. Kodwa sahambele emakhasini ethu amathathu. Let me acknowledge abantu who are live streaming with us. Ngibona asambeleni kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7. Ngike ngasho ndambotsana ngura ndikakudzaye ukuthi aiwa tukutefenyura pamapeji edu matatu. Papeji redu le VOA Studio 7 pana unlu Ben Sibanda. Ben Sibanda arikuti the organizers should be arrested. Hanzi vesa wariku organizers rongwa yu ngavasungwe. Zikamaika ukonde arikuti watching from Kapa ku Cape Town ku South Africa. Zikamaika zuruku fambere mkoma. Crispin is saying the organizers must be thrown in prison. Kids follow the crazy organizers blindly. That's a very important factor because in actual fact some of the articles that I've read up on it when I was doing my research on the issue seems to highlight the same thing, Crispin, so it seems as though you're on the right track. Upumai Nyanyoka, uti watching from Lusaka, Zambia. Vumai, shuruku fambere. Ujason Maposu, uti unjani msagazi, watching from Tebene. Unjani, Tebene, teguini, putami, netemba, lo kutu uyapila. Sambene kasiletu, ele VON Tebene. Umkokele Nkoso Mlomo, ukona, mkokele unjani, putami, unlofu, uti gunzima, abantwana, asabakulisi, ngentele kondileyo. That's a very important factor. In actual fact, we're hoping to get a concerned parent who's going to be joining our program. Opet Dube, upindo wafagi nombolo. Opet, siyagwamgela ukuhlelo, sakudinga ngamafish in such a short period. Unomthanda Zonkoma Zana, uti amashono, msoagazi, siswami unjani. Goto ayo, uti the parent just joined our conversation. Unomthanda Zonkoma unjani, siswami unjani.
Nomathemba.
Oh, Nomathemba, uxolo mama unjani?
Ngiyaphila bothi kunjani wena?
Hayi, thina siphilile. Usungenele kuhlelo and it's really exciting to have a parent come into this because you can explain to us from a parent's perspective. Udabula ukhona egudwini, we're talking about amavuzu parties. A lot of people have said ukuthi abazali who live emazweni are the ones who are busy funding this thing. Of course, unconsciously, it's not like they're giving the money with them to them. But now they're giving them the money with them to pay the school fees. But in turn, imali yankona is used for different reasons. How do you then curb something like this? When anjengo mzali, ngengoti abanye abantu like abo inspector, bona bata ai abazali bona that's where they are slacking. Ngengoti they're not raising their children right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, look, it's a whole lot of issues that are happening. I wouldn't exactly put a blame, you know, on anybody right now because you will find that even those parents that have their children at home with them, right back here at home, are also doing those things. So it's an issue that is affecting society because we have all become absentee parents. We are very in the home, but we are not there for our children. There could be some truth in this to say, you know what, a child is a child. If you're going to put money in their hands, they're not going to use it the way you would use it as a parent, and they're exposed to so many ills in the day that we're living. So it is an issue of concern. My issue, though, is that an issue like this one really is not something that we can pin on the children. Because the people who are supplying them with drugs, I doubt if they are children. And we have people, you know, the public transport operators, the combis, they're the ones that are transporting our children to places where they do these things. So I work with children a lot. I love them. And so I think that really for us to handle this thing properly, we cannot put the blame on the children. We need to look at ourselves as parents, as society, and see how best we can harness the situation before our children are consumed by this evil.
It's actually interesting that you mentioned the people who are transporting. Recently, like we mentioned over the weekend, there was 131 young people who were arrested in Ngalewontutuzatung. And in one of the articles that I was reading on it, in actual fact, as we were doing, in actual fact, we also reported on it here over the weekend. We saw Ubuthi, one of the inspectors, he actually was one of the people responsible to, you know, disclosing as to what was going on. And they were talking about how one of the combi drivers, was driving a Toyota Hiace, and he was transporting these children. He was one of the people who were arrested. And Inspector Upilo Achasisela waqhubekela phambili esithi, no. Bona njengamaphoyisa, they are looking to put more police on the streets in order to curb something like this in future. Do you think, is that enough to help?
Look, we were on the radio together with Inspector Mure, and I'd really, really like to applaud the work that he has done, because even before the event took place, he really did go out to the public to in conscientizing parents to say, look, please, I am warning all the children out there to behave themselves. So I know on that front he has done very well. Today my issue was to say, please, we are requesting for protection at the city hall, because look, vuzukhathis happen at specific times, right? They don't happen every other time. These things are happening when schools open and when schools close, you know what I mean? So but there's a lot that is happening in between. We've got younger children who are in primary school. And so we are really praying and asking the police to be present at City Hall. I've traveled overseas myself a couple of times. I have seen how, especially in America, when you see a yellow bus, then you know children are on board, right?
Mm-hmm.
When that door opens, there's a stop sign on the door. Whether you're late for an interview, whether you are whatever, you are just going to have to stop until the children are safe. So we are not seeing that in this part of the world. Children are left to mill around the city hall, buying stuff. There is candy that is sold that is laced with drugs.
Go to
so
mama.
A lot that is
mama,
happening.
What is mbuzu amige? Gulomunyu, as I was reading more, Yenu Inspector Ngube addressed that and said, no, okay, that is true. Ukuthi abantwana are left roving around the city. Kodwa uyabuza la ukuthi kanti nina njengabazali, why are you leaving your child to roam around the streets 10, 11, midnight, ebusuku umntwana uphandle, you don't know where they are? Njengomzali, how do you respond to something like that? Can we then say ukuthi abazali are the ones who are perpetuating this behavior?
I think we have become careless parents. I really want to take on that blame myself as a parent myself, because I can't be at home at 5 and my child is not in the house. Where is he? So this is where now then people will say, okay, we've got children who don't live with their parents, who have parents who live outside the country. And so they've got no control at home. And then we've got children who are now orphans. You know, they are heads of household. They don't have an adult at home to make sure that they're behaving themselves. So at the end of the day, I think the inspector is right. The issue still boils back to parents.
Mm-hmm.
There are some parents, actually, who live in the home, like I've already said, with their children. But they just leave them. You know, they have freedom to do whatever they want. So the issue really has to do with parents, I think, at the end of the day.
All right, Mama, what's the problem? And then let me touch on Laleli, and I'll come back to you in 1 second, I guess.
Sure.
All right, Liamuza, nangu noma temba uyasho ukuthi abazali, watch your children, please. Lila nithi ngalokhu, munotini maundro, my noma temba hanzi. Bereki, aiwa, make sure ukuthi vano yenyu, vali safe. +12024650318, that's one of the numbers, kana mshida undi texta, kana mshida undi fuendro, kuti mupinde live pachirongwa, +12026192077. Fuzu parties is a topic of discussion, nasi mchirongwa. But ndikunzwa kuti tinomwe mutereri. Ai, foni yangu iri kupisa nasi. Mutereri, mutereri, kola kola mapinda mchirongwa ndiani ari parunara.
Yebo, unjani?
Ai, ngiyaphila mama wenu unjani?
Ngiyaphila.
Mbani okonekwe?
Ukhuluma lo Caroline.
Eh, ngu Caroline moyo lo angithi?
Yebo.
Hawu mama moyo usungenele kuhlelo.
Mhm.
Awungitshela umbani wakho mana lo dabo lukhona egodweni.
Esh, mina ehokala into engifuna ukuyazi ukuthi kahle kahle uvuzu lo yinto bani kahle kahle ngoba sengiyayibona iya trenda.
Mhm.
Okwesibili ngifuna ukwazi ukuthi kanti usokwaba umthetho uphi lo ovumela abantwana aba under age ukuthi bebonakala besezindaweni esinjengazona lezo ezikhulunywayo ovuza bona laba and then ubani othengisela abantwana ilokhu zeni ama-drugs. And then bese ngibuza futhi ukuthi wonkhona umthetho uyakuvuma na ukuthi abantwana behambe ebusuku njengoba besitsho futhi bababophile labo abantwana. Why kungabotshwa labo bantu ababathengisela lawo ma-drugs?
Ngoba
sikhuluma nje sisemazweni ongangokuthi mina as we speak in South Africa ngithi asithi abantwana ngibashiyile ekhaya le basele nogogo wabo and then ugogo wabo akakwazi ukuthona akakwazi ukuba control abantwana uyatshela ukuthi abantwana balele kanti abantwana sebephumile bahamba bayakhona kubovuzi kwangikhona bona labo. So sincedakala kanjani thina esingapha ngaphandle kwelizwe?
Wothi ngiphosele umbuzo wakho to uperseverance. Manyathi usakhona ecingweni? Manyathi. Manyathi usakhona ecingweni na?
Ngikhona ecingweni.
Right, umzwile umlalele ekhuluma ngithi?
Yes.
Ngicela umphendule.
Right, ibalalele lithi vuzu li abantwana balithathela kwenye program ku-SABC ku-South African channel, one of the South African channels abayibiza ngokuthi iVuzu. Yikho lapho kwaphuma lelo bala. Yes, abantwana ngaleso sikhathi babenatha utshwala, bejene whatever okubi babekwenza ukugema imbanje kuthatha ama-drugs. So angeke ngaphendule labo mthetho ngaleso sikhathi ngoba mina kumele abe Flower Progressive Residence but kusebenza kanye labo. Engakutsho ukuthi khathesa kulawo ukuthi siphente ama-fingers ukuthi okanye lo wrong lo ongenzi umsebenzi ukuthi thina asisebenzeni kwenze ukuthi sisithithe le cancer esingenile ngoba lokhu sokungani yi-cancer vele esingenile.
So manje ilungiswa njani leyo cancer njengoba ushilo ukuthi it's now at a stage whereby you can regard it as a cancer, it's eating at the youth's lives away. How do you fix into that?
Yes, into leyi njengoba vele sesiqalisile khona lapho thina njengeprofessor sesiwisagoda sayithola ukuthi abantu vele sebekwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani because of i-campaign mina le esithe sayivusa. So step by step asonto nje ukuthi ingaphobe kuphela kusasa, hayi, it's a process. So kumele nje sikhuthaze amanye izithoka lawa kubhale social media lakho njalo njalo everywhere nje sikhuthaze abantwana ukuthi hayi lapho uhambe lolo kulama-exercise kula i-short term long term into ezinjalo ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi khona phana HIV AIDS risk ebakhona khonaphana kumavezi phakisi.
Right, hayi ngiyabonga Manyathi. Mamoyo usakhona ecingweni na? Caroline usakhona ecingweni na?
Yebo, ngikhona.
Umzili, did you hear i-response kaManyathi?
ngizwile but ikhona lapho ke ngisase nombuzo othi bona ngabe sithi khona angeke bethathele abomthetho ilokhu njani ama-decisions angithi why kahle kahle kungabotshwa vele bona abomthetho why bengabophi bona labo abayibo abadayisela abantwana utshwala ama-underage because siyazi ukuthi kumntwana umntwana u-underage uyakwazi ukumbuza angeza ke futhi wena uhambe uthume umntwana ufike umntwana omncane u-underage athengisele utshwala anti so kwenzakala kanjani ukuthi khona umntwana omncane vele athengisele utshwala kufika njani utshwala ezandleni zabantwana abancane afika njani ama-drugs ezandleni zabantwana abancane bathini imba nje ifika njani ezandleni zabantwana abancane uyabona ngoba thina sibe sikhula bekungekho khona lokhu uthuthwa khona ngithe ugwayi uyahambe uyowuthenga esitolo uthengele umuntu omdala vele kade kungavunyelwa so umntwana o-under age kuvunyelwa kanjani
Hi, Mamoyo. Thank you so much. My next guest will be able to respond to your question. Thank you. Right. Zulukandaba, Chirongwa. Vuzu parties. Ndiyo nyaya chukurukura nasim Chirongwa. I have my third guest joining me tonight. Nhlanhla Moyo. Nhlanhla, connecting with you
now.
Welcome, welcome. Nechirongwa Chedu. How you doing?
Great. I've been following the discussion very interesting.
Yeah, so you came at a hot spot umZulu mama umamoyo like I ukanunwa buyabuza ukuthi kanti abantu abasakhulayo where are they getting these drugs? Yebo, we've established where the money is coming from, but where are they getting these drugs and why are the people not getting arrested? Are you able to respond to something like that?
I can. As a matter of fact, abantu abalaba kukabili of course siyavuma ukuthi bakhona abathengisela abantu abatsha indinde kuze nini alcohol ikakhulu nalela ama-drugs kodwa enye into zayosomuntu omele siyizwisise ukuthi oso kusenzakala manje ukuthi akusibo bona abayibo aba-accessayo i-alcohol yela ama-drugs bakhona wethi older abayibo abathengayo then bese bethi uyi-cut because ama-youth la wona la elithi ngabantwana yibo asebebamba izimali ezesabisayo ngenxa yabanye abazali abaku-diaspora and the likes and sebebuya nje ba-ofe kuphela nje ikhadi wena ubususeyanjani ubususuyathenga ibhiya sibuya nje sibaqhubela ibhiya labo bese bekunike yakho ikhadi suzihambele
So I was reading on one of our articles and there was a parent, umzali, who was saying ukuthi these vuzu parties are actually funded by people who are older with the idea of preying on abantu abasakhulayo. How factual and how true is this?
I would say yes and no. Akhona yebo amavuzu organizer of course ngabantu abakhulu. I mean it's literally becoming a business model. Yokuthi abantu asebe import into ezinjengabotshwala lezi without ama license and then that becomes ilokuzinini imarket yabo. But on the other hand, because of indaba le eyama unsafe recreational spaces and ukubhokakala nje kwabantu abasha, they have taken vuzu parties as an alternative to have fun. And i-alcohol le sebezithengela sebeyisebenzisa. And they even organize vuzu parties for themselves. Sebelaba lokhu abakubiza bethi bona ngama trip houses. And amabizo lokhu etshintsha ngenxa yokuthi abadala babhizi bafuna ukulwa ngokustofa amavuzu parties, which is a symptom. Indaba ikuma-safe recreational spaces.
Mm-hmm. Wothi ngibambe umlomo Nhlanhla ngithathe umlaleli and then I'll come back to you, angithi?
Yebo.
Right. Leyamuzo uNhlanhla, he touched on unsafe recreational spaces. Pindo wathi amavuzu parties have become a business model. Sekuyindlela yokwenza imali. Lithini ngalokho? Kodwa ngiyeza ukuthi ngiyilo mlaleli ndirukunzazwe kare ukuthi sine umo mthereri apinda mchirongwa. Kola, welcome to The Connection. Who is on the line there? Aripari nari hapo ndiani?
Ngobuto, ngobe.
Buto, unjani putom?
Hayi, ngiphilile njani le?
Hayi, siyaphila Buto. Udabula khona eGoodwini uluzwile.
Ya, ndizwile. Yile ngifuna ukuxoxa ngalo namhla la.
So yini umbono wakho?
mina ngangikhangele nje ngibona kunezinto ezimbili ezikhanya kuyezo ezenza ukuba abasakhulayo baphatheke kulokho kungcola lokho sikubona. Ngoba ngangikhangele okwakuqala yikuba amalungelo abasakhulayo awazange achasise kahle ebantwini nxa ungabona kahle kahle. Njalo abazange bafundiswe ngendlela abantwana ukuthi amalungelo lawa kumele yona aphathwe ngendlela yini. Okungakhela kathesa amalungelo lawa abantwana bawachazisa ngokuthi kube yinto embi kodwa wona akhulumi ngezinto ezinye. Wawusoze uthole umntwana ebantwaneni abaningi umntwana esethena hayi sinande ilungelo lami ngelokufunda konke ngokokuthi hayi ilungelo lomngcolo yokuthi ngikholise yebo. So futhi nxa sokuthiwa ukukholisa kwakhona sikuyikukholisa okwani okwenza izinto ezimbi zodwa. So then okwesibili engikubonayo njalo ukuthi ama-government policies ethu asilawo ayenza ukuthi abazali baqale ukuphuma phandle bethiya abantwana ngathi behlala bodwa besenza ama-child abuse families andi. So ngakhona lokho ukukontributhile futhi ukuthi abantwana lawa kanjani ba ukhona thola ukuthi kuyathiwa ikuyenziwe la i-pattern endlini yakobani ungakhayela indlu yakhona kuyakuyouthi ihlala njani kuyawuhlala abantwana bodwa yabo.
Awungitshele-ke Butho ngombono wakho nje ungumuntu ongisakhulayo na?
Ya ngumuntu osakhulayo.
Right, njengontanga umuntu ongisakhulayo ubona ngani uZulu society bona what role should they play ukuze silungisise udaba lolu?
Na ngibona vele kufanele ukuthi kubuyele emuva kuqale kufundiswa ngendlela amalungelo abantwana abuya ngayo akumele abe yiyo yona. Ngoba ungakhangela vele ngikhathesa amalungelo abantwana bawathethe ngendlela engayisiyo ngenxa yokuthi bafundiswe ngendlela engayisiyo. Kumele bafundiswe ngendlela eyiyo, bangafundiswa ngendlela eyiyo babona konke lokhu kungcola kuphuma.
Hayi Butho, thank you so much ngokungena kuhlelo Butho.
Ngiyabonga lami kakhulu.
Nangu Butho, mthakazo omuhle. Hayi ngibona ama comments vele ngempela ayangena. Thank you so much abantu abasilandelayo kuhlelo lamhla. Sibona asambene ekhasini lethu sibona uNomthandazi ukhona uthi came in late sikhuluma ngani namhlanje sikhuluma ngamavuzu parties ngale kobulawayo kontuthu zethunqa. UAustin Ncube uthi sengikhona. Unjani Austin? Uthi for that I blame abazali cause thina ekhaya after 7 kuthiwa hayi ekhaya after 7 kumele ube ngikhaya. Ukhula Penny uthi Caroline amapolisa alomsebenzi omningi kakhulu not to safeguard our kids. Let's go back to Mama Caroline simnikeze ithuba lakhe lokugcina and then we might have to move on. Mama Nomthanda Nomathemba usakhona ecengweni? Right, uyamuzwa nangu umlaleli uyakhuluma ukuthi amapolisa alomsebenzi omningi kakhulu not to safeguard abantwana. How would you then respond to something like that?
Look, really the issue like everybody else is saying, these things should emanate from home. Okay, amapolisa, yes, we need their presence so that our children feel safe and protected. Look, it's not even only those parties. We have pedophiles these days. So if we have police presence where the children are, it would add to our protection. But the issue still goes back to the parents at home. See, now when we were growing up, we also ubone ngumama wa next door. You would know ukuthi vele okwakho sokuphelile finish uyachaya ukuphela. But these days our children lanxa ungazumbona umntakamakhelwane esenza into embi umkhuze. The child can probably even tell you in your face, ukuthi you are not my mother.
Which goes to, ngikubuza umbuzo wami wokugcina and then I might have to let you go. One of our callers talked about the issue of culture, amasiko. They were saying, like you mentioned, ukuthi for abanye abantu as they were growing up, izinto zo certain things, if you did something wrong, uyazi vele ukuthi ngempela ngafika endlini, nangu uswazi. I'm getting beaten up lamhlanje kumele ngiziphathe kahle. Kodwa these days abantu abasakhulayo umuntu ngathi uyamshaya abanye they will report you to the police if not different stories like that. Could you then accredit it to something like that?
We have adopted izinto from the West. Unfortunately we've taken them to a whole different level. If you live in the diaspora, you know how strict the policies they are about children. Very, very strict. Mm. And Tina, of course, children have their rights over there. Tina sachata konukia, and we are using it here, but we did not take the whole thing and also took the protection part of it for the children. So now they have rights. They'll tell you, you can't do this to me, you can't do that to me. Mutuana eskolo gachaywa, nkaya gachaywa. So the child, really children have no direction right now because everybody is busy chasing after money. They are using, you see, issue recreation. Ukuthi city council is providing recreational centers. But the things in there, they are so outdated. Children are sharing information on Instagram. They share ama password to vote the party on Instagram. If you don't have the password, down again. Long a password into the condi lapogens or kona if the party again. They are sharing these things on Instagram. Are our recreational places equipped with proper, up to date gadgets so that our children can be occupied properly? Definitely they are not. Mm-hmm. And so they are bored. And in the end, they are involved in these things. So, Tinaba Zalima Skulmani Instagram. I don't even know what Instagram is. Mm. My child is probably busy following someone. Like one parent was already said, what is Vuzu? Numanyati. It's coming from South Africa. It's a thing where celebrities do these parties and everything. I want to talk to the Kunangan. But it never done as it was. What if Vuzu who is? They are on Instagram. They are sharing this information. They organize their own Vuzu parties. But I want to say this before I go. These Vuzu parties are being done in people's homes. Please take note of that one.
Mm-hmm.
They are being done in somebody's house.
Mm.
Do you understand me?
Yeah, bro.
I am so upset. That really upsets me. That's somebody's house where children are coming to congregate and doing those things. And as parents, as adults, we see these things and we allow them. So, Mina, right now, my task is I want to know if there is a home. I would like to know who owns that house.
All right.
So at the end of the day, we can't blame the children. Parents, we all need to stand up and fight this thing together.
All right. It's Kati, Mama. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. We pray that God will help us solve this one. Thank you so much.
Ngiyampela, ngiyezwa ukuthi hey, silo munye umlalelo ogcina lamhlanje ngenxa sekusele 8 minutes kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Khola mterari parinari apo ndiyani? Ndiani?
Hello? Nemori nyekete.
Mzari nyekete, shuru kufambe.
Shuru kufamba, magadize nini.
Aiwa, tiri bo, nyayari mkango mainzo.
Ya, ya kuti, shuru kwa na kana waite, shifambi, shifamutu mstegeni.
Saka, munoti ina, zimi kamuliku South Africa.
Inini, ndinofunga kuti... Tirukonzera kuti vana vazo pedzisira vakuitaizvo. First thing is kuti vana vacho havana zvekuita. Saka kushaiwa source of income andini. You end up wakuita and after all uruda kurarama. You end up wakuita zvese zvese zvinoita kuti wakutosaka wakuita chambi kuti wane mari yekurarama iwewe munhu as an individual. Plus, mwenyeno afekta wananya background. Kufandu tuwa mwanu, tanga wanu, tanga usha waberika, wanu wana wadiki. Kusha mwemla, nita take care of wanae vamo.
Sisi mwema.
Kwa wana wanu pisaraba kungoti chero za zaita, as long as ndara rama, as long as ndawa na mari.
Nguwa ndiyo inenge ya kutoji, kana nasaka ndoto kufunza mfunza wangu kupetira, ndo ndoto endrambeli, nda kutofara chongwa. Imi ni maondre nyu seba nu wano gara mjaya skora hansi nji mungu tumira mari kumusha kwa mno tumira mari acho wana waruwa isha ndisa kusenga zvino dhafesu wachizo ita mapati hawa mungati chichi nufano kuitika kutivana wawane rubatiro wa mnoda imi semo ano gara South Africa
chaninga kwa tichinga ito kutivana wa batirikega wanafana kukreatirwa mabasa chaiwo ekuti vana vaite chinokuwana chinomukita busy kuti hawani even nguva yekuti mbofunga zvekuda unoita chifambi kana chii as long as vana vasina mabasa vanopedzisira vakuende kusaka chindichandofunga kuti ndo chinganyanya kuibatsira iye kuti vawananga vawane mabasa something to do chinovapa chinova a source of income chinovapa mari but vasingavanzo vari kuita macommercial sex workers.
Aiwa, chinotenda zvikuru. Zvare memory ndekupinda muchirongwa.
Aiwa maita basa ndinote ndau zvakare mune mani rakanaka.
Ndizvo izvozvo nemiyo. Right, so as kubekele pambili, let's go back to Mnumzana Unhlanhla. Unfortunately, it took only 5 minutes, but I need your input on this. And then start kubekele pambili ngodabula khona Zulukandaba. For those that don't know, we have a Sunday show, a youth segment on our radio show. Lapho so kuliviki ngikhangela ukukhubekela phambili ngodabula khona egudwini ndishayeni rambeli nenyaye ithi zeya zvechokwadi. Kodwa Nhlanhla, let me come back to you. Usakhona ngicingweni?
Yeah.
Right, Mnumzana uZulu abalaleli, they touched on several different facets, and one of them, uZulu mama, is that no. These wuzu parties are being done in someone's house. What must be done to help these people? I know that you can. You this is one thing you were really passionate about. When you're running for MP, we spoke about this, and you were saying you want to end ama wuzu parties.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Wana afele ama party lawa ukuthi sithi kuna sizabe identify izinto. Already abadala bayakwazi ukuthi sithone stand as sikumpini. Abadala emaline lapha bayakwazi, but of course with yona le into mina i social deterioration. Nabantu sesongukhangela nje awukele into ezenzakala komakhelwane azithulele. Abangaka abafonela amapolisa akule. And the issue engibona ngani siyayibalekela lapha indaba yonale yokuthi fine, what are we going to replace those parties with?
Mm-hmm.
So far I think isengingiza ukhero engani laphana ngoyo ngani uyayibamba bami indaba yonale, because sometimes le sesongwenza sesithatha ama reactionary measures funa ubonga ukuthi into lezi aziphele. But we need to look at thina stenje fine nisi ngisakhula, but ngithe ngise sikolo thina besilento ezinjengama service day besilento ezinje even amagigi besisiba lawo thina esikolo ukugida lokhu asonto ecalisa asonto emangalisayo, but they were in a safe and controlled environment, and I think at that time bekungani kungconywana mbijana kula khathesi. So umlando ukhona ngokuthi in as much as isithi amagigi la ayenzakala ezindlini zabantu, what are we going to put in place to replace? Ukhulumile laphana ukero ngokuthi ama youth centers ethu ayayangisa and ayanyanyisa. Ama toilets they have been a very sorry state. Nasozele besitshela ukuthi kula ama ground youth centers ukuthi abantu abasha bezodlala ibhora. Ngezikhathi abashayisa ngazi ngecurriculum abalayo le, there is just really no time for fun. And now we are youth center, especially for amankazana, at least for out of school, gym. For all these other ones, everything is outdated. There is not even Wi-Fi in the logo in the setup here at my youth center. Not even a PlayStation or Wi-Fi. So for me, the issue is, in as much as we want to stop wuzu parties, let's also think about what about actually not stopping wuzu parties, but looking for a way of making them safe.
All right. Nhlanhla, wothi ngikubamba umnomo wena, ngizaqhubekela phambili lawe ngodaba lolu, ngizakufonela bese siyenza interview for iSunday Airshow yethu, angithi? All right, Zulukandaba liyamuzwa. Manyathi, usakhona ecingweni na?
Ngikhona.
Nansi, isikhathi sesibalekile, all good things always come to an end. Kodwa umbuzo wami wokugcina to you, I guess, lo umZulu Nhlanhla, I would like to hear from you as a fellow young person, as someone who's part of an organization that is responsible partially for the community itself. What can be done to replace ama wuzu parties? We actually would say just fixing it isn't the problem. It's about replacing it. We're now ngathi ngaloko.
Kuna lapho kuma recreational activities. Kufanele vele sibe lawo. Yabonzana. Nanzelela ukuthi nginganika umzekelo wokuthi eCardi Park akuna library, akula anything nje. So siyacela ku-local authority ukuthi mhlawumbe isizamele kwindawo ezinjani. Nalapho emganini akula lutho. So siyacela nje ukuthi local authority layo ingenele, le government layo ingenele. Nje ama-stakeholders nje angakwanisa ukuthi asincedise khona lapho. Sisenzele ukuthi ama-activities lawo abantwana bangathi bamaziwo lawo amavoce.
Mhm. Hayi, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo sisi.
Hayi, nami yabo.
Zulukandaba lingenile ngobunengi, baphinda mchironga ne-wandu wenyu, ndinotenda zvikuru, asi nguva ndiyadyikanana. Hayi, all good things come to an end, chinobhuruka chinomhara, Zimbabwe muhle, ndinotenda zvikuru nokupinda mchirongwa. vanhu vakawanda vanyora zvechokwadi asi ngatisanganei padande mutande at BigMike3 pa Twitter nepa Instagram anokonekai nemufaro ndiMike Hove bye bye.